from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do make the point that I think, Danny, something that we brought up earlier in the show, the loss of Bill Callahan, it's probably the bigger storyline than who's calling the plays, but it'll never be treated as such.
No, because the play calling thing is a sexy topic to talk about. But the loss of Bill Callahan, I think, is going to be the thing that affects this team most on the field. I do. I think that there could be a drop-off with the offensive line. I think that is what people should be concerned about. The Kevin Stefanski calling plays thing, yeah, it's an easier conversation to have. I think it's a more fun conversation to have. It's a conversation in which people are certainly divided on. But now that we know he's calling plays, we should expect the offense to look pretty similar in how they operate on game days as they have in the past. I don't know that you can say that about the offensive line, and that's a concern.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very curious to see how Dickerson, who comes in, you know, well-heralded. It's just nobody's going to be Bill Callahan. I mean, Bill Callahan... There's a reason that I think a lot of Browns fans, if you've been involved in Reddit message board wars or you've been trash-talking a Steelers fan or a Bengals fan, you've been like, we have Bill Callahan. I mean, we have a guy that even if we have injuries, we will be able to plug and play and be able to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that anymore.
No. And Albert Breer said it yesterday on Afternoon Drive that Bill Callahan, it's not just that he was a good offensive line coach. He's the best offensive line coach in the world. There's that matters a lot. And the fact that he's not here anymore is a significant loss to this offense. I think that it's a bigger loss than any other thing they had happen this offseason.
And so, yeah, we'll continue to talk plays because I don't think it's easy to sit there and break down offensive line coaches and strengths and weaknesses of those coaches and how they're going to pertain to the players. But this is the one that I think if we're four games in and the offense is truly struggling and it's because Deshaun Watson is taking a beating in this new offense – and it's because they're not protecting him, or if the run game, the holes aren't there, this will be the storyline where we'll go, oh, yeah, we probably should have thought about that more.
And I'm not going to sit here and act like I understand offensive line play to the degree that, you know, a coach would or anything like that. And we don't know because we don't pay attention to what Seattle's offensive line looks like.
No.
So we don't know how the new offensive line coach absolutely is. We know Bill Callahan was good, but it's easier to talk about the offensive coordinator because we can just look at Buffalo's offense, which Ken Dorsey has been in charge of for the last several years, and say, okay, this is how Ken Dorsey is as an offensive coordinator. We can look at how Kevin Stefanski calls plays because we have a lot of proof of that. We don't have proof of that on the offensive line. I think that changes the discussion.
All right, we will talk to Doug Lemaurice coming up at 9 o'clock. Excited to talk to him about what's going on. Ohio State, Ryan Day, should he really be on the hot seat? From Kings of the North, Doug Lemaurice on at 9 o'clock. And we'll get some baseball here in a second here. But Eddie in Westlake joins us next. How are you, Eddie? Have you been?
Hey, how you guys been doing?
Good to have you.
Hey, you know, I think the Callahan, you know, it was a loss, but I think it's more for the – you know, for the younger guy, I would even say more like the kid from Ohio State, the Michigan kid, their development, maybe that's a bigger loss for them. But, you know, Joe Petonio was all pro before Bill Callahan got there. He just learned a new system. Wyatt Teller was all pro before he got there. Yes, he was.
Wyatt Teller was not.
Well, I mean, Wyatt Teller was before. Bill Callahan has been there like 3 years. Wyatt Teller's been in late. We traded for him with Dorsey. So, I mean,
he didn't play that year.
Yeah,
he started playing with Bill Callahan. It's semantics.
Okay, it's semantics. But the bottom line is, DeJuan Jones is still 6'8" and athletic, playing back. Those traits don't go away. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a thing. I mean, I think the Callahan can incorporate his system and help the younger guys get acclimated to the league. But the reality of it is DeJuan Jones is still 6'8", athletic, and still not letting guys get around him. That's not going to change. You know what I mean? Bill Callahan is here, or if he's in Tennessee or wherever he's at, that's not going to change.
Yeah, Eddie, I think where I gave him the most credit, or where it seemed like I was with that offensive line, is that it just felt like whoever was injured, whoever was banged up, whatever movement would happen on the offensive line, they'd still be a cohesive unit no matter what. And I think I gave a lot of that credit to the coaching staff and the guy that was running the show with the offensive line.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a top two offensive line coach in the league. It might be him and a guy from Philly or whatever, probably like the best offensive line, coaches in the league. But the reality of it is that, I think the groundwork is there. The framework is there for them to be okay. It's just a matter. And this is the other thing. I mean, Andrew Berry is ahead of the game on this. He's about a year ahead of the game. You know, this is the last year of Batonio and Treader. You know, they took that Michigan kid to replace Wyatt Teller. And that kid from Ohio State is either going to play center or he's going to play left guard, one of the two. But this is the last year of a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? We say it's the last year of Cooper. This is the last year of paying guards $30 million. This is going to be the – I mean, it's just the same way with Odell and Landry when they were paying two receivers.
I think you're right. Yeah,
this is the last year of this. This is it.
I think you're right. And you're talking about Zach Zinter. Thanks for the call, Eddie. I do think there's a strong possibility that's it, which – you know, it's going to be hard to fathom this offensive line without Bill Callahan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without Wyatt Teller and without Joel Bitonio.
And he...
that changes everything.
I think he makes a good point about the... you know, DeJuan Jones, Bill Callahan here or not, is 6'8" in whatever size, but it's about getting the most out of him. Bill Callahan could do that. I'm not sure that's always going to be the case now.
All right, Guardians fell yesterday, and so they split the series with Detroit, and it's just been rough against Detroit in general. Detroit right now leading the season series, and it feels like they've played a ton of games. But unfortunately, the same sort of issues reared their ugly head again. Only 4 hits in that loss yesterday. Of course, Gavin Williams made the one mistake, giving up a home run, has not hit a home run in like forever. One of the longest droughts, I think, of his career.
It was his second home run of the season.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What a fall from grace. I used to think he was so good when he was in Chicago.
He was.
Now he's one of the worst players in baseball. Yep. Like genuinely Baez one of the worst everyday players in baseball.
177 at the bottom of the lineup. But so, you know, Gavin unfortunately made that mistake. They lost the game, and so we're sitting here starting to really worry about the lineup, especially against good pitching. And they have faced a ton of really good pitchers, and you've seen the outcomes. I mean, it's really hard for them to even string hits together for the most part. But here is Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians, still clinging to some hope here and doesn't seem all that down about that lineup.
We're playing good baseball. You know, I think we've had games where we've scored. We've had games where we haven't. But I wouldn't call it a funk. I would just say we've lost more games than we've won the last couple of weeks. And for our guys, I think I like our bats. I like where we are. But everybody needs to relax and be themselves.
All right, so I would love to know.
There you go.
If the numbers match the eye test, because the eye test, I mean, we're seeing it game in and game out. I mean, even guys like Stephen Kwan. Like, he looks right now hapless. Like, he's just not the same guy that we have seen all season. He's slumping, and he's allowed to have a slump.
Yeah.
But this has been a crazy, crazy slump for a guy like that.
I mean, to say they're not in a funk is just a lot. Like, you can say that they're not playing their best baseball. I think the perfect example to look at, he's dropped 6 points batting average in the last month. And
he's down to 341. By the way, let the record show, when you're down to 341, you've had yourself a special year.
Right. Like, was it sustainable for him to be at 400? No, absolutely. But he's not been good enough at the top of that lineup lately. And you look at what they've done in the month of June compared to the month of July. In July, they have 3 wins where they've won by more than one run. In June, they had 11 of those games. In July, they've scored 5 or more runs 10 times. Happened 13 times in July. They're not scoring runs at the same clip they were. That's why they're struggling. I don't think the pitching has changed all that much. I still don't feel super confident about it, but I think they're struggling because the offense is not where it needs to be. I think they need to go out, make a move, bolster this lineup, bolster the rotation, bolster the bullpen.
Well, especially on that take, Danny, you mentioned that they're winning these close games more frequently now than ever. You look at some of the victories they've had in the last week, the 2 against Detroit, the 1 against San Diego. It looks like they're starting to sweat out those games more and more. You look at some of their faces after in the postgame, they just kind of look like, all right, we got this. Instead of being like, oh yeah, the vibes are good right now, everything's going great. And we mentioned some of the numbers here on the offense. 7 losses in the last 11 games, 2 runs or fewer for the 8th time in the last 11 games. And
8 times, man.
In their last 6 games, they have scored a grand total of 10 runs, and 5 of those came in one game, which I think was their Tuesday night win against Detroit 5-4.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like this, and maybe it was foolish to think this lineup was going to keep it up the way that it had been in May and June the entire year. And teams are always, no matter how good you are, teams are always going to go through periods like this. Every team in baseball is going to have a stretch like this. Look at Mitch's Yankees, how bad they've been lately. So it could be worse.
Take that, Mitch. I'm watching your fans, your part-time fans. Your fans get into it with the Mets fans getting in brawls in the concourse.
Yeah, so do you argue online with people to defend your fandom?
Almost never, no.
Like, you don't fight with Mets fans?
You know what I've done? I've actually, in defense of Guardians fans, not gone after, but made fun of the Yankees. I've done that.
Well, they're turning on themselves right now. The Yankees are apoplectic about how bad this is. But in a way, this is why I'm not losing it on the Guardians right now, because look where they are. Look at what's going on with the really good teams in the American League. Like, they are still right there. I mean, they're 4.5 games ahead. So I'm kind of thinking this is going to be more of a race than maybe I thought it was going to be a month ago.
Do you still feel confident about them being a playoff team?
I do, but there's definitely less confidence than there was even, say, 3 weeks ago.
Right, because right now, so Kansas City is the team that they have the last playoff spot. Obviously, they're in the same division as the Guardians, and the Guardians have a 5.5 game lead. They've got a 1 game. So the Guardians have a 6.5 game cushion between them and being out of the playoffs. I think that's enough to hold up. I do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.